Hello and welcome to the first little recording, a little chat while I stride across the fields with Lottie. And this is the first recording on this new site. I used to record these on the for the Patreon page, and it was fun, but in effect I was kind of doing it for a very small number of people, and kind of thought it'd be a nice thing to share with anybody who wants to sign up, become a member. So the new site has sort of been going for a few days and did have some teething problems at first, but hopefully people are managing to sign up okay. I guess if you're listening to this, you already have. So I'm hoping it'll all make sense, and knowing that sort of a better number of people there, it will sort of spur me on to add some more content and keep adding things, some of which I'll be able to then refer back to in the newsletter, so that everybody you know, can see them. But I guess members will get it first if they check the site. I might do an option to sort of sign up for, I keep saying sort of today, I might do an option to sign up for a sort of, did it again. I might do an option to sign up for a digest at regular intervals, so monthly or something, where you'll get an email if there's some new content. It'll just give you an outline of the new content. That is a possibility, and very little extra work for me, but it could be useful for people who are wanting to keep an eye on it without having to check back. So far, feedback seems to have been favourable to the site, so I hope you're going to find it useful and enjoyable. It's always good to get questions and comments on things so I can reply to them straight away. And it's quite nice to have a kind of a place that I feel as though we own, rather than a Facebook group or even a Patreon page, which is really owned by somebody else. And I was really pleased that a number of people have gone ahead and made a donation on the coffee type service that I've signed up for. Unlike Patreon, these coffee people don't take a cut. What I did was I paid a fee for having their gold level of service for a year, and that sort of gives me some extra features. Now I can put stuff on that site if I want to, but that isn't really the idea. You know, on the coffee page, or Ko-fi, or however you meant to say it, because again, that kind of dilutes things, and it gets away from the idea that I'm trying to establish of everything being in one place. So features, photos will go on there, wallpapers will go on there, chats like this. I must get around to recording some videos. I've tried doing some live video things on Facebook and YouTube in the past, and being a fairly rural place with not the best upload speeds on broadband, they've come out a bit ropey, so probably better if I record them. I can then put them on something like a Vimeo, or you know, unlisted, or on YouTube as an unlisted video, and then only members will be able to see them when they embed it on the site. So that'll be nice. Yeah, so that's enough of that. It's trying to rain actually, so I may have to cut this short. We've had some beautiful, beautiful weather in Devon recently, and it's really quite warm. But today it's sort of going to typical April, a bit cool, and threatening to rain. So we'll see how we get on. Don't want to get my recorder wet. Come on, Lottie. Sniffing away on something. There all day, I think, if I left her. Come on, Lottie, it's trying to rain. Let's go. So, yeah, I've just about got the Death at Blackingstone lot ready. I'm going to see if there are maybe a few advanced readers who would like to just read the whole thing through. rather than wait for it to come out in its timed episodes. It's kind of, that'd be nice just having a few pairs of eyes at it, but it sort of takes away a bit of the atmosphere of the thing, a bit of the experience, because I think it'd be quite fun to get the emails roughly in real time. What I'm going to do, again, this is going to be tied in with the new site, so there'll be a list on there. In fact, the list is there already, though there aren't any emails associated with it, but you can actually manage your subscription to all the different lists on there. At the moment, that's apart from the street team, because that's more of a sort of an exclusive type thing where I don't want to be pestering people who aren't definitely interested in doing things like providing feedback and so on. So I'm trying to keep that separate at the moment. And it should all make sense. So you'll be able to opt in or opt out of that by managing your subscription to the various lists, and you'll get the autoresponders. I can set the number of hours in between each email, which I will try to work out, because it's the number of hours since somebody signed up, so I'll try and sort of figure out the difference and work that out so that they come at roughly the right time. Because sometimes Alan sends more than one a day in this adventure. Usually it's one a day, but sometimes it's more than one. And they're at different times, so it might be in the morning or the evening, depending on what's actually happened in the story. So I think it's going to be fun, and it'll give people a bit of a chance to try and work out who they think has done what, who the guilty person is. And although it's quite short, there's a number of red herrings and things in there, and lots of characters who may or may not look suspicious depending on what you learn about them. So I think it's not a bad little mystery. It'd be nice to get that rolled out, and then I must get to work on the next thing, which I keep mentioning in newsletters and so on, that, you know, I must get some ideas, and I'm still actually not quite sure which way I'm going to go. It's a question of sitting down and getting on with it, really, and seeing what happens. But I'm slightly feeling the pull of doing some other things. I've mentioned in chats on Patreon before that I've been very keen on the idea of doing a police-style book. But there is something to be said for not disappointing people who are enjoying a series and are jolly well waiting for the next one, you know. So I'll have to see what grabs me. And again, as I've mentioned before in a previous chat, but you haven't all heard, of course, that I might do a little experiment, much as I did with the first Devonshire mystery. I might do a very, very short police-style book and see how it goes from there. Just as a tester, really, to see if I enjoy it, see if I take to it. It's tricky juggling more than one book at a time, I find. Sometimes I can do it more than others, but if they're in a similar kind of genre, like they're both related to crime and mystery, then I think that would be quite hard. Also, I tend to get fairly, I don't know if exactly obsessed is the right word, but I get quite focused on a story once I begin it, and I find that I think about it a lot during the day, and, you know, I might walk in the dog or in the shower or something, or whatever I'm doing, I'll kind of be thinking about it, sometimes at the front of my mind and sometimes at the back of my mind, and I do get quite into it. Because I don't do a huge amount of planning. I've tried various things over the years. I know it can be more efficient for a lot of people, but I kind of like the discovery of launching into a story with characters and the bare bones of an idea, and find that it changes, and you know, it makes my brain light up a bit when I suddenly, aha, this person could do such and such a thing, and you know, it would relate to this, and that would, you know, that inevitably has a knock-on effect once you start coming up with those things. So plans that I make tend to get abandoned, not just kind of deviated from, but abandoned completely. So I think you've got to kind of go with the flow a bit. I don't think the rain's come too much. Birds are still singing like mad. It's one of those kind of soft days when there's a bit of a mist in the air, which is lovely to see the rolling hills of Devon kind of fading into the mist. And it's great to have everything growing again, all the really lovely pale green leaves you get when everything starts back into growth in spring. Okay, that seems like quite a short chat, but I hope it wasn't too rambly. These things are kind of rambling while I ramble, as one person put it, but that's the way it goes. And I will be doing more of them, and I'll be there for all the members to play directly on the site if they wish. And we'll keep it as simple as that. And we'll see what else I can do. I must have thinking about recordings and things, I must have another listen to the sample I got back from the narrator of Study in Stone narration, because I really liked it, but I wanted to sort of sleep on it for a bit and listen to it again. And I think he's pretty much got it first go. It's funny how somebody else's interpretation of a character's voice isn't necessarily the voice that I kind of hear in my head. But that doesn't really matter, because it just has to be true to the character, I think. And the actor's called Greg Barnett, and he's done a number of things, I believe. And I picked him because I think he's got the right kind of voice. It's a very British kind of voice, and slightly laconic. And I think he sort of captures the characters and the mood pretty well. Because there's like the first bit of the Study in Stone, if you recall it, we've got Dan turning up, who's had a long drive and he's very tired and exhausted really. He's had sort of some kind of breakdown, hasn't he, really? Don't do any spoilers in case somebody hasn't heard it, but he's just turning up and he's trying to find the right key for the cottage door and for the old shop. And Alan comes out on his way to the pub, all cheery and chirpy and, you know, eager to welcome a new visitor to the village. And he gets that across really nicely, I think. So it'll be interesting to hear how it goes. And it'll be my first audiobook, so that'll be quite an adventure in itself, and see how it goes. So reluctant to sort of make promises on promotions and things, because I'm not quite sure how it goes. I know some people have done tokens for things, but I'm not sure if that's just Audible or if it's on other platforms. This is going to be on all the platforms. It's not going to be an exclusive to Amazon audiobook, because there are many, many, many places where you can sell your audiobooks now. So for instance, Kobo. I will be uploading it directly to Kobo and selling it via them. And then there are a whole bunch of other places. So Amazon is not the only store in the world by any means. There are many, many ones. And I'll be putting it everywhere as much as I can. And I've no idea about the pricing either, because it depends how long it is. It's all the stores, I'm sure, have their own rules, so I'll have to figure all that out when I come to it. But yeah, I'll try and see if there are any offers or promotions that I can make for members, because it's always nice to sort of, you know, give something back where you can, I think. So I'll try and do that if it's possible. If there are promotion codes or anything, I don't know. I don't know if you can even do review copies and things. I know you can on Audible with these coupon codes, but as I say, I haven't done it myself yet, so I'll have to see how it goes. But yeah, it's very popular these days, audiobooks, so I'm hoping people will enjoy it. And if all goes well and I'm not sort of, I said it again, if I'm not ending up out of pocket with it, then I'll see if I can get Greg to do the next one to start work on Valley of Lies. But it is quite an expensive process to get done. So I will have to take that gently and make sure that it actually pays for itself at least, at the very least. So it's important to kind of keep the lights on, keep the wheels on the bus sort of thing. You need to keep things rolling along. And it does cost money to produce books. Things like editing cost money, cover design costs money, advertising costs money. And there's all my time as well, which is given freely, but isn't free in the sense that it, you know, has a value. So any contributions via the old coffee or Ko-fi thing are always welcome and much appreciated, because there's a gap between releases of new books and so on. And much as I try to keep on producing new stuff, and I give a fair amount of stuff away, the costs often are sort of ongoing month to month. So little contributions may not seem much, but yeah, it does really help. It adds up, and it all goes towards funding more new work and keeping the old fingers clicking on the keyboard. So thank you very much if you've contributed. I really do appreciate it very, very much. And it's particularly wonderful when people have done regular contributions, sort of recur from month to month, and that is great, because it's just nice to know really that these things are coming regularly to help with the month to month costs. So very much appreciated. Thank you for that. And you know, that's not an expectation by any means. If you can't or you don't want to, that's absolutely fine as well. There are no limits on anything in this site, so enjoy. If you want to help out in some way, something that is wonderful and kind of costs nothing is tell a friend about a book you've enjoyed, regardless if it's one of my books or anybody else's books, you know, especially if they're an independent author. We really do appreciate it when readers just tell a friend or family member or an acquaintance or a work colleague or something. You just say, talking about books, I just read this one by such and such and really enjoyed it, you might like it, if you like that kind of thing. That's great. The whole word of mouth recommendation is really wonderful. I know some of you do that already, but if you haven't thought of that, that's great. Okay, I better see what Lottie's up to. She's sort of standing up like we're going around the whole field again, very hopefully looking back at me. But yeah, it's starting to get a bit chilly, so I'll go and throw a ball for her for a bit, and she'll enjoy that, having a chase around. Keeps her fit and young. Okay, all right, well, it's lovely to talk to you, and thank you very much for joining the site, and thank you for listening, and we'll talk again soon. Bye.